ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ हिज प्रेयर्स. टेक्स्ट नंबर 40.
जिह्वै कतोच्युत विकर्षति मा वितृप्ता. शिष्णोन्यतत्वगुदरश्रवणं कुतश्चेत्. घ्राणोन्यतस्त्वपलदृक् क्व च कर्मशक्ति. बह्व्यः सपत्न्य इव गेहपतिं लुनन्ति.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Chandravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, O Infallible One, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with attractive women, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to the scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Purport. The human form of life is meant for God realization, but this process begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord is disturbed as long as our senses are materially attracted. Therefore, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the conditioned state, our senses are covered by material sense gratification. And as long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. In our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, we advise from the very beginning that one restrict the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. To stop this attraction of the tongue, one is authoritatively advised not to accept meat or similar uneatable things, not to allow the tongue to hanker to drink or even smoke. Even the drinking of tea and coffee is not permitted. Similarly, the genitals must be restricted from illicit sex. Without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed. As a householder with more than one wife would be disturbed by them for sense gratification. Hare Krishna. So here Prahlad Maharaj is praying to the Supreme Lord, Nrsimhadev. Some places he is glorifying the Lord, and some places he is telling about he is expressing, but basically we can understand it is being described our own condition, our own entangled condition in this world, although Prahlad Maharaj is expressing as it is his condition. Here we see in the past few verses the Lord was glorified about how he is beyond material world. Even Brahmaji sometimes cannot understand him and all these his great qualities. So basically, the Lord's beautiful spiritual body, which also has spiritual senses, was glorified some days back. And now Prahlad Maharaj is telling how in this material world, any living entity, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Sthani Karshati. And in this, what is that full verse? Mamai Vansha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashasthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. That in this material world, the six senses, it is said, but if we add the five working senses, it becomes 11 senses. They are always, as it is described here in this verse, basically, as Srila Prabhupada said, in this world, we are always serving someone. And when someone is claiming that I don't serve anyone, I serve only myself, or I do what I want, Prabhupada said that means he is serving his own senses. No one can escape serving. And that's what exactly is happening in this material world. Actually, this whole world is just going on, increasing more and more activities. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, he felt this world, Rajo Guna Tama. He says that this world is being covered by the mode of passion and ignorance. But if we compare to the today's situation, then the situation was in 1965. We can say that was quite peaceful. Then today, if we see, people are always on run in this material world. Why? Because these pulls are there. People are running because their 11 senses are pulling them at various places. And this material world, the advertisement industry is very expert in trying to convince you that if you buy a particular object, then maximum of your senses will be satisfied. If they may be advertising some coat, they will tell it looks nice, but it doesn't. It also feels nice. Then they may add it also smells nice. Then they may add it also fits you nice. Everything. One sense they'll try to add on. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they'll add on. If you touch it, it also sounds nice or something like that. It will come in due course of time because some new brand has to advertise that it is better than some previous brand. Or sometimes they show that if you wear the coat, then you sound nice. As if somebody... So, basically, the 11 senses, and that's what Prahlad is saying, it's a very... I can't say exactly, but it's a very hard situation where all the senses are pulling us in different direction. And Srila Prabhupada or in Shastri said, basically, this material body means senses. Five Gnanendriyas, five Karmendriyas, and mind. In a conditioned state, just imagine ourselves without these 11 senses. Just think what you would be if you don't have eyes, nose, ears, tongue, skin, vocal, voice, hands, legs, genitals, anus, and mind. Just imagine what you would be if you don't have these things. So when we don't have one hand, we feel some difficulty. When we don't have another hand, no legs, no genitals, no anus, no voice, no eyes, just start removing one from your body. No ears, no nose gone, mouth gone, tongue gone, and skin also gone. Then something remains, then mind also gone. Then nothing remains. The pure soul remains. This material body means these 11 senses. And Mayavadis, they, in the same, as just like when we remove, just if we mentally remove these 11 senses, it's like void. Nothing remains in us if we just start removing in our mind all these 11 items. Similarly, Prabhupada therefore says this, Mayavadis are trying to kill Krishna. Because they want to remove Krishna's one senses. Krishna doesn't have hands, doesn't have legs, doesn't have eyes, doesn't have nose. Although Krishna has spiritual senses, but still, they want to remove Krishna with all the attributes and the qualities. So just like when we ourselves feel that we are finished, if we are deprived of these 11 senses, what we remain? We remain nothing. Similarly, these Mayavadis, they try to kill Krishna because they want to remove everything from Krishna. Then what remains? Nothing. Some undescribable, unqualified, basically nothing remains. So you can't describe it. Because the thing is, there is no qualities. But to have some mental satisfaction, yes, we are worshipping something supreme. They put into this. Therefore, it is called word jugglery. The games of the world, big words they put up, Mayavadis, that supreme has no attributes, no qualities, no wish form. Basically, they are discussing about nothing. But they want to say we are following Vedic scriptures. But on the other hand, Lord Krishna, he says that I have such a wonderful spiritual form. And that form can be perceived only when the spiritual senses are awakened. So, today I would just take some short philosophical discussion about how can we understand the spiritual Krishna with our material senses. And maybe others can comment. I was just told today morning that I have to give class. So I just prepared a very short class. So maybe others can also give their inputs after I finish this small philosophical discussion. So in 11th canto, I will begin over here, where Srila Vishwanathachakri Thakur himself is saying, just 1 minute. Yeah. Vishwanathachakri Thakur himself is saying that the Lord cannot be described and understood by material senses. And this comes in the 11th canto, 3rd chapter, where Piplan is saying, expressing to Nimi Maharaj, that absolute truth cannot be approached by material senses. But then, the sage himself is describing the Lord through his senses. And Nimi Maharaj is hearing about the Lord through his senses. So, there Vishwanathachakri Thakur says, how to understand this? This Piplan is one of the now Yogendras. So we should understand that we should not, and there to begin this explanation, Vishwanathachakri Thakur begins. He says, every negative order has some limitations. Negative statement. Sarvasya Nisheda Savadhivat. Every negative injection is to be understood to have a specific limit. So the negative injection is, the Lord cannot be understood or approached by material senses. That's correct. But then Vishwanathachakri Thakur explains, every negative injection has to have some specific limit. Just like he says, negatively we understand, na tatha sama adhikasya vidyate. There is no one equal to or greater than Krishna. So that is negative. No one is equal to or greater than Krishna. But then we see, just now most of us have been to Vrindavan. In Vraj Leela, Krishna becomes so many times subordinate. Krishna gets tied by Mother Yashoda, or his friends, they ride on Krishna's shoulders. So the negative injection is there, no one is equal to or greater than Krishna. But we also observe this reality, that Mother Yashoda can sometimes chastise us. Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda, or sometimes he becomes afraid of even lightning and thunder and jumps into the lap of Mother Yashoda. So then he continues, negative injections have a limit and may sometimes have to be adjusted according to transcendental situation. They have a limit. And he gives the opposite example of this. Just like in this material world, a positive injection sometimes also have a limit and has a different meaning. It has to be, the real meaning has to be adjusted. It is called parokshavad. Parokshavad means indirect pointing. Indirect, paroksha. He says, parokshavada vedoyam balanam anushasanam karma mokshaya karmani vidyate hyagadam yatha. He says, in the Vedic, similarly in the opposite way, a Vedic scripture, something is recommended, but that is not to be performed. In a similar way, in an anti way. Here Krishna, negative injection is there, but it has a limitation. And here Vedic scriptures recommend at many places karma kanda section, but the real meaning of the Vedic scriptures is that is not to be performed. Both are similar examples. So explaining that statement of Vedic scripture situation, Vishwanathachakri Thakur is explaining, just like childish or foolish people are attracted to material fruity activities, although the actual goal of life is to become free from such activities. So childish people or foolish people are attracted to material activities. Big, big yanyas and homas. Actually, aim is to get free from material activities. Such yanyas may give you great benedictions of wealth, family, money, position, power. But the real aim is not that. Here our Prabhupada explains, the Vedic injunctions indirectly lead one to the path of liberation by first prescribing fruitive religious activities where you get enjoyment. The Vedic literature prescribe fruitive activities where you get enjoyment, but they indirectly lead you to the path of liberation because of people who are of childish mentality. Prabhupada says, just like a father tells a child, you must take this medicine by my order. The child will rebel. He won't say, I don't want to take. He will close his mouth. The father says, take this chocolate. The child will open immediately. Therefore, the father, as I explained here, Vishwanath Thakur, he says, what the father does idea? He says, I am going to give you a very nice chocolate. The father tells the child. But for that, if you want this chocolate, first just take this little bit of medicine. And similarly, Vedic scripture says, always chant holy name. People is so very difficult. But they say, I'll make a big arrangement of puja. And then somewhere you chant holy name. Achyutam, Keshavam, Ram, Narayanam, Janaki, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Then it's very nice. They very happily accepted. Similarly, they have to give this. Because some people will not be directly ready to take the holy name. Actually, the whole essence is Kirtaniya Sadahari. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That is given in Bhagavad Gita. Satatam Kirtan Tomam. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita third chapter and second chapter, Krishna says, Dorena Yavaram Karma Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya. That by your intelligence, you stay far off from this karma kanda section. This karma kanda section is there, but Krishna is telling to Arjuna, you stay far off. But in the Vedic scriptures, this karma kanda section is there just to tell us, you do all these big arrangements, you will get nice name, fame, position, people will accept you as a very religious person, and also you will get nice money, your children will get nice education, job, maybe their family will increase, and you also chant holy names in between here and there. That is the process. Give your home a name of Krishna, Damodar, Hari Nivas, something like that. Srinivas. That's the tradition. In India, that was the tradition. Somehow they keep on chanting the names of Krishna. Give your son a name of Krishna, home a name of Krishna. In that way, or while writing a letter, on the top you write the name of Krishna. Somehow there the name of Krishna was always there, added on in the custom. But it was not supposed, it was not thought, I am writing a name of Krishna. So people said, I am writing a letter. But the name of Krishna will be there. Anyone in the bottom, Hari Om Tat Sat, something. So in this way, Vedic scriptures, it may appear it is recommending the karma kand. Karma mokshaya karmani. So karma mokshaya karmani means, karma mokshaya means to get free from this karma kand. But still karmani, the same karmas are given to you. The fruity activities is given to you in the Vedic scriptures so that you can get liberated from the fruity activities. And that is the aim. Similarly, sometimes there is a negative instructions. Don't do it. But there is own limitations. Krishna is, no one is equal to greater than Krishna. But there is own limitations, yes. No one is equal to. But by devotional service, someone can become greater than Krishna. He can conquer Krishna. Krishna is unconquerable. But still he can be conquered by devotional service. Similarly, it is said, by our material senses, we can't understand Krishna. Same negative injunction is there. By material senses, we can't understand Krishna. But then Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sorry, I'm drinking water and quoting the same example, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya, that I am the taste of water. This water is material. But still Krishna is telling, I am the taste of it. I am the light of sun and moon. So you should understand, it has been told that we cannot understand Krishna by material senses. But it is his own limitations. Because here we see the one who is telling it is telling through his mouth, and Nimi Maharaj is hearing from his ears. What does it mean? Here it is explained. Prakruta nilotpala varnatvena. Varnatvena, yes. Bhakti dhyayatam adrusham api. That even though it may appear that in our bhakti we are giving material examples. Krishna's color is like of a black cloud, or Krishna is like lotus, blue lotus. So he says prakruta varnatvena. Yes, by describing the material objects. To describe Krishna. So in that way we may be meditating on material objects. How is Krishna? Like a rain cloud. And beautiful like a lotus. Blue lotus. Like a moon. His teeth are like pearls. And some of us may think, oh, pearls, very nice. I may have some. So our meditation may get disturbed by these material descriptions. Yes, it happens. Sometimes our thought, we begin thinking about Krishna. And then it just goes off. Krishna, Vrindavan, Delhi, Rishikesh, Jammu, America. We just go on. We begin from Krishna. Blue ocean, across the ocean. It just goes. So it is described by Vishwadatta Thakur, although these material examples may divert our attention. Krishna right now is being described by material examples, material senses. Although he cannot be understood by material senses. That is also stated. So, a devotee meditating on Lord's transcendental form may lose his meditation because of his experience of material forms and colors. So, a devotee is trying to meditate on transcendental form of Krishna, but right now he is going through material colors and material forms. And therefore, he may lose his meditations on the Lord's transcendental form. He may not get that experience because he is going through material sense, material objects. The Lord's transcendental form has nothing to do with the material forms and colors. We may give us a feeling or example that Lord's color is like of a dark rain cloud. But Lord's color is completely different, a spiritual color. But we are giving a close example of this material world for us to begin the description. Begin thinking about Krishna. Okay, how is Krishna? Newly formed blue rain cloud. How beautiful, like a lotus. How are his teeth, like a pearl. How is the color of Srimati Radharani? Molten gold. Actually, their all features are spiritual and can't be described by this. They have their own identity. Krishna's color, form, Radharani's color, form, have their own identity. But we are giving a material description. But since the object of this meditation is Krishna, which I am telling, even though we are thinking of material forms and material objects, clouds, pearls, gold, but even though with this material things, since the object of meditation is Krishna, such meditation will eventually be transformed into transcendental experience of actual form, color and activities of the Supreme Lord. So, although we are thinking of material world, material objects and material colors, but because our aim is Krishna, such meditation will be transformed into the actual experience of spiritual form, colors, names, and Krishna's entourage. In other words, Prabhupada is explaining, the transcendental knowledge does not depend on material logic. Our material logic of giving the perfect description of Krishna with material attributes. We give beautiful. Yes, they help us to think of Krishna. But they themselves are limited. When that transformation will take place from material objects to spiritual experience, Prabhupada says, it depends only not on material logic. Your transcendental experience doesn't depend on how beautiful examples you have about Krishna. We can have very beautiful examples about Krishna. But it depends on the pleasure of the personality of Godhead. If the Lord is pleased by his devotee's sincere attempt to understand him, the Lord can immediately circumvent all the so-called technicalities of material logic and Vedic injunctions. So there can be so-called technicalities about understanding Krishna. But if Lord is pleased, he can bypass. He can bypass everything and immediately be revealed to the devotee. I was just seeing yesterday at drama festival some CDs. I was seeing that Merciful Krishna or something, that CD about that thief who heard from that Kathakar about the beauty of Krishna. And then he went to Vrindavan to steal the jewels. And logically speaking, the same example is applied over here. We can see this philosophy is applied in this example. Logically speaking, this thief was completely always thinking of mundane objects, of jewels. His focus was on only jewelries of Krishna and not on Krishna himself directly. But because directly or indirectly, he was thinking about Krishna, his mundane material concentration or meditation got transformed into Krishna, and he could directly see Krishna. He could touch him. He could talk with him. Similarly, material logic and Vedic injections reveal himself to his pure devotees. Unless one accepts this omnipotency of the personality of Godhead, there is no hope for approaching the absolute truth. So what is this omnipotency? Our understanding of Krishna depends on Krishna's mercy. And Krishna need not have to wait for following any technicalities or material logic or Vedic injunctions to reveal to his devotees. We can't limit Krishna. Oh, this devotee is not chanting 16 rounds for the past 4 years, so you cannot reveal to him. He is not initiated yet. Or he is not twice initiated. Or I am in devotion for 25 years and he is only 25 months. Krishna need not wait for all these technicalities. If Krishna is pleased, he can reveal himself to anyone. So although we begin our process by material examples, by thinking about Krishna by material examples, but the success depends on Krishna's spiritual mercy. But although the process has to go through material examples, and then material examples on themselves can take us nowhere closer to Krishna. If we don't have Krishna's mercy, just discussing these material examples, they will help us only to attain Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, without Krishna's mercy, this mundane... So, yes, it is said, Krishna cannot be understood to material senses. That's correct. But still, by discussing with these material senses, when we get Krishna's mercy, that time only we can be able to get Krishna's spiritual experience. And... another point. I think I mentioned this before in some Bhagavatam class, but because it connected, I will just mention it here and discuss some another point. Here, in this same relationship, in the 11th chapter itself, Vishwanath Chakri Thakur is telling, one must see the Supreme Lord. So here Prabhupada explains, sometimes devotees ask, does a pure devotee actually sees Krishna always? In one sense, yes. But not that wherever he sees, he is just only seeing Krishna. He can't see anything else. Whole vision is, sometimes in ecstasy it may happen. But does not mean, Prabhupada explaining, one must always see, does not mean that every moment he is visualizing the form of Krishna. Rather, it means that he has reached the exalted platform of devotional service on which he is capable of seeing Krishna. If only those who are constantly see forms of Krishna are to be Uttam Adhikari, then Narad, Vyas and Sukhdev cannot be considered to be topmost devotees because they do not always see the Lord everywhere. Of course, Narad, Vyas and Sukhdev are considered to be on the highest standard of pure devotional service because they are qualified to see the Lord always. They are always qualified to see the Lord. But not that they always, everywhere, they are not looking. Sometimes people, and there's a mental, what do you call it? It's good, they are connected to Krishna. But some devotees, when I look everywhere, I see only Krishna. All of you as Krishna. It's okay, it's good. But the real quality is they are qualified to see Krishna always. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. It's always anything he sees, he is immediately reminded of Krishna. Just like that Mukunda Ghosh, I think, when he saw that peacock feather fanning that Muslim king Nawab, he was immediately reminded of Krishna. So such a devotee is actually qualified to see Krishna. Not that he was seeing Krishna. He was reminded of Krishna. And therefore, he is qualified to see Krishna. So, I would end today's class just by telling one small story of one nice pastime in Vrindavan, because as I said, although we can't understand Krishna by mundane senses, but that's how we have to begin understanding Krishna. So if we discuss some Krishna katha, then maybe we can progress some way. So actually, this place is a very important place nearby Govardhan. And one many years back in some yatra, once I think only we visited that place called Suryakund. It's a very holy place, and there's a deity of sun god Surya Narayan present over there, and very nice pastime is associated with that place. Once Purnamasi, she told Jatila and Kutila, their mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Srimati Radhani, her Abhimanyu's mother and Abhimanyu's sister. So this Purnamasi told Jatila and Kutila that if your daughter-in-law, Srimati Radhani, she worships Surya, sun god, then your son Abhimanyu will become very healthy, wealthy and wise. Shukha sampatti labhe, everything he will get. So Jatila and Kutila were thinking how to arrange for Srimati Radhani to worship Surya Narayan, sun god. And to do puja, we require a brahmanas, pujaris. So they were looking out for some pujaris to worship sun god. And from front came two brahman. One was certainly like leader or guru. Another was his assistant, shishya. And they asked, Jatila and Kutila asked both of them, are you brahmanas? They said, yes. Said, whose son are you? We are Gargacharya's son. So they said, oh, very big name. They looked to be very bona fide, high class brahmanas. And then they asked, but what are you doing? Then a disciple, he said, no, we can't talk with you. Because we are strict brahmacharis and we have nothing to do with any woman. We don't talk with them. Then they said, that's why it's very good, we require you only. Because you are very strict brahmachari. We don't want you to perform puja for us. But we want you to perform puja for our daughter-in-law. So that will be very nice. You are very strict brahmachari. But they said, no. Then that shishya, actually that was Krishna and Madhumangal. The leader, guru was Krishna and the assistant was Madhumangal. So Madhumangal, the shishya was doing all the talk. Madhumangal. He said, no, we can't perform. Please forgive us. Please let us go. He said, no, you are very good. Please, just for one time. And then Madhumangal spoke up. We are not any ordinary brahmanas worshipping this devi, that devata. We only worship Surya Dev. Jyotila said, that's perfect. We want you to worship only, perform Surya Puja. And then they were discussing. And then Krishna said, anyway, the leader said, whatever my shishya had spoken is true. But in this case, I can make an exception. So they said, okay. So how to do Surya Puja? Okay, this Sunday. Sunday is the day to perform Ravivar. So you come at the Surya Kund and we'll perform Surya Puja on your behalf, on your daughter-in-law's behalf. So they, Jatila and Kutila, became very happy that they got nice pujaris and they're waiting for a Sunday to come, Sunday feast. And then they told Srimati Radhani that you have to come with us this Sunday to perform Surya Puja. And Srimati Radhani, as generally, she doesn't like all these arrangements of her mother-in-law, and she was very hesitating, no, I don't want to go. But forcibly, Jatila and Kutila dragged her to Surya Kund. And when Srimati Radhani saw those whole two pujaris where she could not control her laugh, so she covered her head immediately with the sari and went ahead. And then the Radhani was sitting doing puja. And Jatila and Kutila also came. And then Madhumangal, he started chanting the mantras. And they are such wonderful mantras that Jatila Kutila said, we have never heard these mantras. He said, yes, these mantras are from very secret scriptures. Because we are specialization in Surya worship, we only know these mantras. But actually he was chanting and Radharani was doing the puja, offering one item. But the mantras were so twisted, actually they were meaning that Radharani is worshipping Krishna. And only Radhani could understand what is the meaning. And she was very happily doing the puja. And Jyotila and Kutila are thinking, oh, very nice puja is going on. And then after the puja was over, Jyotila said, no, we want to give some dakshina. He said, no, not possible. We are not business brahmanas. That we do brahmana puja and then we take, we just do puja. That's our job. You can go now. No, it's, without dakshina, no puja is complete. Yeah, that's an injunction of scripture, that no puja can be complete or given donations to qualified brahmanas who are present over there. So he said, no puja is complete without dakshina. No, we don't want. And especially we don't take any dakshina from the woman. So he said, no, you take, please. Without dakshina, the thing is over. So Madhu Mangal said, okay. And then she, Jyotila said, okay, I'll offer this locket of Shrimati Radhani to you. So Madhu Mangal said, okay, we can accept some dakshina. You can give this locket, that's okay, but you also give all those laddu prasad to us. So both desires, Krishna got the locket, Madhu Mangal got the laddu prasad. And in this way, they accepted some donation. And then Radharani and all of them went back. And then Jyotila and Kutila said to Radharani, now from next Sunday onwards, because she had full faith that they were very nice brahmachari pujaris, next Sunday onwards, Radhani, you should every Sunday go to Surya Puja so that Abhimanyu can get nice health, wealth and intelligence. So in this way, there are various pastimes that happen in Vrindavan. Although all these pastimes are beyond our material intelligence, but still, as we heard today, only by hearing about these wonderful Krishna activities, again and again, by breaking our ego and getting Krishna's mercy, we can actually be able to one day perceive these pastimes. Hare Krishna. It's quite late, so I will end now. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.